Be'ezah Hashem Yisbo'ch, we begin Perek Achar Asa, the 11th chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Avodah Zarah, the laws of idolatry, of chukos avodeho, and the customs of its servant, of those who serve it, which are actually the theme of these last two parakim, in the Sefer Mad, the Book of Knowledge, which we begin Perek Achar Asa, the 11th chapter, which talks about chukos avodeho, and different types of nichush and kishuv that are practiced by these idol worshippers. As the Rambam gets halacha off regarding the obligation for us to be different from the Gentile nations. In holchim b'chukos ha'ivdikachim, we don't go into statutes, in the customs of the idol worshippers. V'le'medamalim, we don't compare ourselves to them. Le'be'malbash, not in our clothing. Le'be'seir, not in our hair. Because of them are similar types of things, like it says in the Pasuk in Ba'ikra, v'lo'yseilchu b'chukos ha'goy. Don't go in the statutes, in the ways of the Gentiles. But then it says in the Pasuk, V'chukisim le'seleichu, in the statutes, don't go. But then it says in the Pasuk in the Devarim, Hishamlecha, be careful, pentinakish achareim, that you might get snared after them. Hakol b'inyan echad, it's all the same idea, humazer, it's warning us, lo yedamalem, that we should not be similar to them. Eliyah, Yisrael, moved them, rather the Jewish people should be separated from them. The yedua, and he should be known, b'mabushah, in his clothing, b'shach ma'isah, with his other actions. Just like he's different than them, with his philosophy and his outlook, over the isav and his character. That's how he has to be different in his appearance too. And I separated you from the nations. He shouldn't wear the clothing that's distinct for them. He shouldn't grow the locks of his hair like the locks of their head. He shouldn't shave his hair from the sides, leave the hair in the middle, like they do. This is called blairis, which is this type of like a ponytail that's left in the middle. He shouldn't shave off the hair that's opposite his face, from one ear to the other ear, and leave just the large hair from behind, like they do. He shouldn't build places like the structures of these temples of the idol worshippers, that the masses should come in there like they do. Whoever does one of these things or similar types of things, he gets lashes. If an idol worshipper was getting a haircut from a Jewish barber, once the Jewish barber gets close to that ponytail, shalish its boys l'chalruach, three finger breaths in all directions, shemit is yada, he has to let his hand go, because if he does it all the way to there, he's like assisting in creating this ponytail, which then gets worshipped and cut off for avodah zarah. Therefore, you have to separate that you don't even get close, so that you're not creating that blairis. Halacha gimel. Yisrael shor karvel malchus, a Jew that was close to the government, v'tzorach leishav lefnei malchim, and he has to sit in front of their ministers, v'yi l'ganai, and it would be disgraceful for him, l'fish l'yidmalem, because he wouldn't be similar to them, ha'deza mutta livash b'mabushem, he's allowed to wear their clothing, l'galich, and get upon them, and to shave opposite his face, k'derech shehem oisem, like the way they do, and have the hair grow in the back, to be similar to them. Halacha Dalad continues now regarding different types of customs, chukais, that the Ibn Kahavim do, which related to the context of this prohibition of Avodah Zarah. Again, these are all similar to what the idol worshippers do, although it might not be the actual idol worship itself. You cannot do nichush. Shnomach says in the Pasuk, Lisa nachashu. So, Ketzer ha-nachash, what does it mean to do nachash that's prohibited? Like, for example, those who say, Hoil v'nafel piti mi pi, whoa, since the bread fell out of my mouth, or the stick fell out of my hand, okay. It's a bad sign. I'm not going to that place today. Because if I go, my desires are not going to be done. Or since a fox went by on my right side, I'm not leaving the entryway of my house today. If I go out, I'm going to encounter a deceitful person. Or those who hear the chirping of the birds, they say, oh, yikach, b'lo yikach, it's going to be like this, not going to be like this. Or tov lasad dov plane, it's good to do that thing, but not lasad dov plane, it's bad to do that thing. So to those who say, shchat tarnagol zeh. So slaughter this rooster, shekoda orbis, because it's calling out like an orev, like a raven. Or shchat tarnagol zu, or slaughter this hen, shekoda kamei tarnagol, because it's crowing like a rooster. Or v'chein ha'mesim simonim latzim, someone makes omens for himself. So this happens, I'm going to do this thing. If it doesn't happen to me, I'm not going to do it. Like Eliezer, the servant of Avram, that he relied on his nichush. And he said, okay, the girl that's going to come out, and I'm going to tell her, to give me the drink. And she's going to say, oh, you and your camels are going to drink. Oh, she's the one for the servant Yitzchak. And that's what he did. He was so confident that right away after she gave him to drink in his camels, before he even asked her who she is, before he knew that she's from the family, he already was proposing to her that anything that's similar to those things, it's all forbidden. Whoever does an action because of these types of things, loika is going to get lashes, for nichush, for making these types of omens. Halacha hey, Misha Amr, if someone says, Dira Zoy Shabanisi, oh, this apartment, this house that I built, Sima Toivoy Salai was a good sign for me, meaning from the moment I built it, I was successful in my business. Now, he's not using it to inform the future based on this, he's just a celebrating in this good sign. Or Isha Zush Nasasi, this woman that I married, or Behema Zush Kanisa, this animal that I acquired, Mevedechasaisa, was a blessed one. Meisha Kanisiyah Sharti, from the moment I bought it, I became wealthy. If someone asks a child, is a pasuk at the limit? What verse are you learning? If he tells him a pasuk from the blessings in the Torah, Yismach V'yem, he rejoices and he says, ah, Zeh Simen Toiv, this is a good sign. So kol ei lo v'koyitzim, and all these, and so those that are similar to this, is mutter is permitted. Why? He's not focusing his actions, or v'lo nimnam lasa, he's not holding back from doing something based on that. Rather, he's just making a sign for himself, l'davar shekvar, but something that was already, ha'ez mutter, that is permitted. That's not a problem of nichush, of creating omens. Halach above, continuing with the next isra of kesamim. Eizehu kesam, what's the prohibition of the Torah not to do kesam? So, and this is what the idol worshippers do. This one does an action from other types of action, kadesha yishin, that he should become like confounded, overcome, and that his thoughts should be cleared out from all things, like from what's going on around him, as if he's in a trance, is not experiencing what's here in this world. Until he says things that are going to be in the future. But even he says, this is going to be, it's not going to be. Or he says that this is appropriate to do, and to be careful from this. Now, yeshmin ha-kaismim, there are those who do this kisim, shu memashmish b'choil b'avonim, while he's feeling around with sand or stones. V'yeshmin shigoyil arts, and then you have those who are fall down on the ground, v'yunu, and he shakes, v'toik, and he screams. V'yeshmin shemistakli, you have those that look b'madash and barzal in a mirror of metal, or b'ashoshos, or of crystal, or medamim, and then they imagine and they say that what they're saying. Vieshmi, that you have those shanoisi makabi yodai, that he holds a stick in his hand, Vinishna love, he leans on it, umakabai, and he hits with it. Actually depana machshavtai, until his mind clears out, he gets in this psychedelic trip, umadaba, and he speaks. This is what the prophet says in Isaiah, Ami, my people, but it's a Yishal. He asks his wood, and his stick tells him that's this Isser of Kesem. Now, Halacha Zayin, Asa Liksam, it's forbidden for a person himself to do these actions of Kesem, and Belishal of Kesem, also to ask a Kesem. Elabad, Shashoyla Kesem, someone who asks the Kesem, only Makas Mads, only given rabbinic lashes of rebellion. The one who does the kisum himself, he does one of these actions or similar, so there's an action related to it, then you get loike, gets lashish, namak says in the post in the bottom, should not find by you someone that passes a son, which is a differentness, and then goes on and says, kisum kisumim, this way of divination is forbidden. Halacha ches, regarding the next category of mo'inen. Is there mo'inen? What is it that the Torah says is forbidden of mo'inen? So that's Elu Noisne Itim, which is from the term of Oina, which is those who give certain times. Sha'imin and Mitztagninus, that they say in their astrology that they glorify to say the future based on the stars and the way they travel. That Yom Plani Taiv, that day is good. Yom Plani Ra, that day is bad. Yom Plani Ra, Lassa Ben Malocha Plani, that day is good to do that work. Shana Plani is that year, or Chiddush Plani, that month is relative, or Plani is bad for that thing. So that's Mo'inim. Halachatas asla oinen, forbidden to do this oinen. Af bishlo asa ma'ase, even though he didn't do an action, eludiyosim just lets them know hakazavim, these lies. Shakasila medamim shem dibri emes v'dibri chachma, that the fools think are words of truth and words of wisdom. That is also already forbidden in being ma'inen, in looking at and saying what the astrological future is. V'chlo isim neho tzakninis, whoever does something because of their astrology. V'kiva malachtoi, And he focuses what he does or where he goes. But is at that time, that those who divide the heavens into different portions to know the future based on how the stars are going. How does it like? Because last year, Shnamek says in the Pasig, that one should not go ahead and do based on the Oina on a certain time period as the Pasig's Beikra. Now, so to someone, what means literally grabs the eyes, which it's the sleight of hand, some type of a magic that looks like things that which are not in the actual science of matter. And he makes it appear in front of those who see that he's doing some wondrous act. He's not really doing it. So that's from the term of einayim. Ma'inin has ayin nun. That's also included ma'inin. And Malaki is also going to get lashes for doing that too. Halacha Yud, continuing with the next category of chaver. Is that a chaver? What's someone who does this chaver that's also forbidden? So this is someone who speaks words that are not from the parlance. It's not from the terminology of the regular people. Just some types of verbalizations. Ve'inlam inyan, and it doesn't have any true content and understanding. And he entertains with his foolishness that those words are effective until they say, if someone says this incantation regarding a snake, oil akav and a scorpion, you're not going to get harmed. Or says such and such on a man, in nizik, he's not going to get harmed. You have from them that he holds in his hand when he's talking, mafteach, a key, or a cello, or a rock, or similar types of things. So these are all forbidden. Now, v'chaver atzmai, the one who's doing this chaver himself, sha'achas biyadu klum, that he's holding something in his hand, or sha'asa meisim diburu, or he's doing an action with his words, which that's very important because one does not get lashed until he does an action. So although it's prohibited, but one wouldn't get lashed until there's an action. Or afil ahead of its boy, even if he just shows, points with his finger, but he's doing an action, and he's like, he gets lashed, and I'm like, it says in the pasuk le'imatzavcha, and it goes on, it says b'chaver chaver, which is this iser. But if he only says words, and he doesn't move like etzba, not a finger, but like not a sitter, but he had nothing in his hand. Or let's say a person that the chaver, the one who is doing this, says to him, these voices, he's just sitting in front of him. And he imagines that he has some type of pleasure from this. So if there was no action with this, so we give him the lashes of rebellion. Because he's participating in the foolishness of this person who is committing this sin of chaver. Now, all these voices, and these bizarre names that are repulsive, it won't harm a person. It also won't do a good to a person. A person does not have to be afraid. The Rambam tells us no validity at all to any of these practices. An exception is regarding incantations on a wound. If someone has it, a scorpion or a snake bit him, you're allowed to whisper a certain incantation on the place of the bite. Which ones generally not will do these types of things, of refuah or certain types of speech. So that he could calm his consciousness down, to strengthen his heart, you're allowed to do that and say this lachash. Although, as Rama says, these words are not effective at all. But since he's in danger, they permitted for him so that he shouldn't become overwhelmed, because oftentimes a person's own homeostasis is disturbed by his mental dysregulation, and therefore to calm himself down, he's allowed to say these things. Halachid Beis. Halachid Shalamaka. Now, if someone whispers on the wound, and he says a pasuk from the Torah, and voice. If someone says a pasuk on the child that he shouldn't become afraid, or let some places a Torah scroll or a tefillin on the child, that he should fall asleep, not isn't it enough that they're including the sinful categories of nichush and chaver, which are these types of practices that as if there's something superstitious that's effective. But actually, the denies of the Torah. They're making like the words of Torah are healing for the body. But the Torah is only healing for the soul. Shlomik says in the passing of Mishli, they will be life for your soul. And you can't use it to heal physical sicknesses. Now, aval habari, but a healthy person, shakara pesukim, that recites verses from Mizmor Mitalim or a chapter from Tehillim, k'dei shetog in the love, that it should protect on him, is chus kriyasim, the merit of reciting that Tehillim, v'inotzel matzarzim nezakwan, that should save him from difficulties and from damages, hadizim, that is permitted. Halachi Gimel continues with the next category of doida shalameisim, those who look for answers from the dead. Izeo Deirish al Mesim, what's included in the Isser of seeking from the dead? So Zeha Manabas Asma, this refers to someone who starves himself. And he goes and he sleeps in the cemetery. So that a dead person should come to him in his dream. And should let him know regarding what he's asking. There are others, they put on certain clothing. They say certain words. And they sacrifice certain type of incense. They sleep by themselves. So that dead person should come and talk with him in the dream. The rule of this all is, whoever does an action, that a dead person should come and notify him, like he gets lashed, like it says in the Pasuk again, these are all there in that Pasuk, etc., and it mentions these different things that we're saying, but those who seek for the dead, says the Pasuk, that's included in that Isser. Next category that's forbidden, to ask regarding those who do the Kishuv of Oiv or Yudaini, it's forbidden to ask regarding the one who practices the necromancy of Oiv or Yudain, Yishnamak says in the Pasuk, Lo Yimotze B'chol Maver, again, that's Torah Ma'aver B'noi L'moylech, and then he goes on, says all these different items mentioned, and says, V'shoil Oiv Yudain, whoever asks the Oiv Yudain. So the Mtseis Lamed comes out that you learn, Sheba'al Oiv Yudain Yatzvam, that the ones who do this practice of Oiv Yudain themselves, they get stoned to death. But Nishbam, whoever's asking them, that the Pasuk said, V'shoil, that's Bazhar, that's a negative prohibition, but you only give him rabbinic lashes because he didn't do an action with his asking. Now, Vimkivin Maisav, but if he, let's say, he focuses his actions, well, us and he did an action, Kivim HaMogam, based on their words, then like it, then he's going to get lashed because now it's a lav, Sheyesh by Maisav has an action related to it. Lachat HaZvav, regarding Kishuv, regarding sorcery, HaMachashav Chayv Skila, the one who practices sorcery, type of like a black magic, is Chayv Skila, is liable for the death penalty of being stoned. This is if he did an actual practice of sorcery, which is real magic but black. But someone does sleight of hand, and someone just makes it appear, he makes it look like as if it did something incredible beyond the laws of nature, but he really didn't do it. It just gives that appearance. Look at Makas Martis, he gets the rabbinic lashes, but not actual lashes. Because this negative prohibition that says regarding the one who practices sorcery, which includes this, is b'chlal l'yimotze b'cha, is included in this pasuk that we said, it shouldn't be found by you, etc., which they are love, it's a negative prohibition, sh'nitin la'asoz mis bezenhu, which could be given over as a warning, which would lead to capital punishment. Now the halacha is, ve'in lekin love, one does not get lashes for anything that could lead up to capital punishment, which would be the case for mechashiv, which this is included in this halacha, so meaning the mechashiv, we said the oichaz zinayim is only rabbinically prohibited. But regarding the mechashiv, we're saying that he's chayiv skila, so that's what we're saying, that this mechashiv, since he's including the pasuk that would give him, it says that a sorcerer will not live, so therefore we say that he's not going to get actual lashes, and he's going to be putter, it's only going to be because of, at least for that of mechashiv, only the punishment of skila. Halacha de Zayin, regarding that the Rambam decries all these things that they're lies and they're false. Now these things, all the words of Nachash and Kishab, all the things that we mentioned, they're all lies and they're falsehood. And these are the things that the earlier idol worshippers misled to the nations of the lands, that they should follow after them. Now it's not appropriate for Jews who are smart sages to be drawn after these foolishness. They shouldn't entertain that there's even any effectiveness to them. It says in the Pasuk, there's no black magic in the Jewish people. There's no divination amongst Yisrael. B'neman says the Pasuk in Devarim, because these nations, that you're inheriting them, they would listen to astrologers and to diviners. But you, the Jewish people, you're not like this, etc. Now, whoever believes these things or similar types of things, and he thinks in his heart that the true v'divrei chacham are words of wisdom, but the Torah says it's forbidden. They're only from the fools and those who are lacking intelligence. They're included in the category of women and children that don't have complete intelligence. But men of wisdom and completeness of intelligence, they know with clear proofs. All these things that the Torah says forbidden, they're not words of wisdom, their emptiness and vanity, which are drawn after them, those who are lacking understanding, and they forsake all the paths of truth because of them. Therefore, the Torah says, when they warn regarding all these vanities, it says, Tamim tiyam Hashem Akecha. One should be complete with Hashem your God. That's only those who are complete. Those who are lacking think there's something to this, but those who are Tamim realize there's nothing here.